You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
What's up, baby? Welcome to the podcast. You're listening to How You At You, Bing Bang. It's your girl, Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you. Looking forward to Shanice's weekly introductions. What will she do next? Talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yup. So if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice. So Shanice, give us a rundown of any of the tea, drama, stories from the past week.
All right, so first story is called We Want Big Bang, We Want Big Bang. So
why was I thinking like Big Bang the clock?
That's Big Ben.
But why, like I was thinking of the clock, I was like, is it not fixed yet?
I don't think it is. Anyway, back to Big Bang. Big Bang fans, aka VIPs, have sent a protest truck in front of YG Entertainment demanding a Big Bang comeback as a four-member group. So, on the 29th of November, the Fan Association of Big Bang issued a statement along with a protest truck. They announced, YG Entertainment is not fulfilling its duty as a label. We demand the label to start supporting Big Bang as a four-member group and start managing the fandom. Furthermore, they requested to take legal action against malicious rumours and comments and share the process with the fandom. They also demanded that the label has to confirm that Seungri has completely left the group and Big Bang is now a four-member group and start managing the official social media accounts as well as the fandom. They also stated, we have been waiting for Big Bang's full comeback as a four-member group for 5 long years. So you heard the VIPs, they want their group and they want it now.
I think fans forget to invite the idols into these conversations. Like, do Big Bang want to be? I'm sure Top is happy chilling in some French gallery right now, eating cheese and drinking wine. So
I know before like pandemic, they were meant to have their comeback at Coachella, and then obviously that got cancelled. And then, so obviously there was something in the works. So it's, you know, they're not VIPs, are not plucking it out of thin air. So obviously there was something there. Obviously, as you said, things could change. You know, Taeyang's gonna become a dad, so he might want to rub his wife's feet. GD is just GDing. Top, as you said, you know, is in a gallery somewhere. Daesung, I don't know what Daesung is doing. Maybe drumming, maybe shaking his ass, who knows. But yeah, We don't know, so we'll have to wait and see.
But I appreciate the group effort. Like, I appreciate the energy. Thank you.
Because to be honest, and many people may not know this, VIPs is one of the laziest
exact
fandoms. So for them to say something is serious.
I don't even know if lazy is the right word, because like they've done a lot for the boys. But, like, they're very chill and they don't complain that much, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So, this is a big deal.
Anyway, the next story is called Ticketmaster Can Catch These Hands. Yes, I titled these myself. Anyway, Ticketmaster has angered armies as they release more seats for the Verified Fans pre-sale just one day before BTS's highly anticipated Permission to Dance on Stage concert in LA. It seems as if the codes were texted to those who applied for Ticketmaster's Verified Fans during the pre-sale period and were waitlisted. The code worked pretty much the same way as the pre-sale codes, as the Ticketmaster released more available seats, and once through the queue, buyers can unlock certain seats with the special codes that they were sent and given a cap of 4 tickets max. Okay. So when the tickets were first released back in October, Ticketmaster weren't ready to handle the amount of traffic that would come to their page, and the site immediately crashed. The ticket buying experience for armies is always stressful. Come on, that's a given. But this time, armies had little to no sympathy for the website's lack of preparation for one of the mostly highly anticipated concerts of the year. To make matters worse, tickets that were bought during the pre-sale almost immediately went on sites as resale tickets that went into their thousands. Like, there were tickets being sold for over £51,000 for one seat. So fast forward now to the 27th of November, where the fiasco started. Ticketmaster sent out pre-sale codes to those who were waitlisted from the previous pre-sale, only to find that scalpers had gotten the codes as well. Codes that were taken away from an army. And they brought tickets from the newly released tickets to resell them. And the prices, of course, were in their thousands. No one knows exactly how Ticketmaster chose who to send these codes to, but it's clear that the first show only a day away, armies are not happy with them. Even though Ticketmaster was trending on Twitter, there has been no response from the platform as of yet. You know what? I have beef with Ticketmaster as well, yeah? As I said, Ticketmaster can catch these hands. Let's talk about CL, because there's been an update.
Okay.
So last week, if you guys haven't listened to the episode, that's very rude. But anyway, last week I was complaining. I had a little rant that I wasn't able to cop any CL tickets because she's meant to have a little pop-up show in London very soon, like the 30th. So yeah, very soon. Anyway, so CL's team, I'm guessing it's CL's team, saw the demand because there was a lot of people complaining that, you know, people on the site from 10 get tickets, blah, 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 blah. So they moved from the venue that they were originally at to a bigger venue, and they were going to sell tickets. Well, they sold tickets, right? So for those that haven't used Ticketmaster before, once the show that you want to see has sold out, you have an option to enter your email or your number or both to be basically put on the wait list. And then once these tickets or new tickets appear, they'll basically send you a notification. So, you know, so it works like any other site. You know, you want to buy a skirt and your skirt is out of stock. You send an email like, hey, sis, guess what's in stock? Is that kind of vibe. Anyway, I didn't know any of this. I was on Twitter and I saw someone complaining, basically saying, oh, I think they're out of the country, so they couldn't come anyway. And I'm like, wait, I didn't get no, hey, sis, there's more tickets. By the time I saw this, the tickets had come and gone.
That's not great.
So what's the point? What's the point of these wait lists? I think that the same day that they announced that they moved venues was the same day that they sold tickets. So it wasn't even like a day delay either, which was, I feel like that's a bit messed up. But again, I still didn't get no notification, no nothing. I found out through Twitter. And of course, when I go to look, there's no tickets. Because this was like hours later.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Ticketmaster, you can catch these hands. They need to come up with a better system. I don't care, because that's ridiculous.
Yeah, so that's not fair. That's not great.
And these scalpers, like, what is wrong? Just stop. There needs to be some way that they can crack down on these things, because it's getting ridiculous. 51,000 for a seat. For a ticket.
No, the resale space, I don't even know how it's legal, but some people are doing a little bit too much. It's okay. No.
It's a lot.
It's crazy.
It's a lot. Anyway, last but not least, 2021 Mama reveal. They say it's a full lineup, and others argue it's some. It may release more performance. As I say, performance people. That's not the word. They may release more artists that may perform later on, because to me it seems a bit short, but I don't know. But anyway, the Mama Mnet Music Awards, so that's not what I meant. The 2021 Mnet Asian Music Awards, aka Mama, has announced its lineup of performers. These performers include Aespa, ATEEZ, Brave Girls, N-Hyphen. I don't know if it's I don't know, but basically it's a group from Produce 101 in Japan, ITZY, JO1, which is a Japanese boy group, Keepler, which is the girl group from Girls Planet 999, NCT 127, NCT Dream, Stray Kids, and TXT. A total of 12 groups will be lighting up the 2021 Mama stage. CGENM revealed previously that there will also be special performances by Ed Sheeran, Sambinim, 101. Sorry, I had to do
it. You might perform with Jessie and Sunmi.
Yeah, probably. 101, the Street Woman Fighter Cruise, and a mix of top fourth generation K-pop group members, whatever that means. Some fans were complaining because there's a lack of no BTS, no Seventeen, no Mamamoo, no Twice, no Red Velvet, no Luna, no Stacey, or any soloists. But as I said, they might release more acts down the line. But I don't know, but that's all at the moment. So, yeah.
I guess they'll probably release more. Do they typically do things that late?
I feel like they do stagger the performances, but I don't know. I don't know.
Wait and see. Yeah.
We'll wait and see. But there's a lot of fans that are like, oh, this looks like viewership's going to decline because where are all these other groups? But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I wonder how they will do it this year, Mama Awards. Will there be like a live audience or is it still kind of virtual? I don't know. I feel like I know the reason why they had it, obviously pandemic, but I feel like having the crowd there adds a little je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, I think they might have an audience because everyone else is doing it. So
might as well.
Wait and see. Yeah.
Hopefully we can have idols vibing again because that's what makes it fun. But now I think I'm wishing for too much. But anyway, that is Hot Topics. Hot Topics. If you want to send us anything or comment on any stories, then you can hit us up on social media.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Anyway, moving on. Moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, games, hot tea, and anything in between. You can send that to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can submit a form at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatchoo. But yes, Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is from Javine. And this person said, "Hi, love the podcast. Just wanted to add to the Blackpink point about the music not being elevated. I think sometimes as much as fans want to see change in theory, they don't really support the change. I think of songs like Playing With Fire don't get, I think songs like Playing With Fire don't get as much traction compared to songs like How You Like That and Kill This Love. Sometimes we need to appreciate that this is their niche. I love Cardi B, for example, but I don't expect her to start rapping about global warming. It's okay to go to an artist for their thing, and if you want something else, to listen to another artist."
I think that's fair.
That's a really good point.
It does make sense. I do think for K-pop artists, there's this thing where I guess people just want them to be good at everything and wants to change it up, I guess. But they do make a point because even the example that Javine used with Cardi B, because I remember Cardi B was saying, I think she was doing an interview, this was like back when her first album came out, and she said, you know, where she did the song Be Careful, which is very different to, you know, her other songs, Be Careful and Ring, that people, yeah, it was liked, but people didn't really care for it. But when she starts talking about her Birkin and how much money she's got and she's going to shake that ass, then it gets more traction. So obviously she's going to do what generates more listenership, more views, more money, whatever. Mm. Not saying that she would never venture into those things again, but then, you know, it makes you, you know, her fans understand why she may not have that quote unquote versatility. And it's true, like, you wouldn't go to McDonald's expect them to create a pizza. So, you know, if you feel like a pizza one day, then, you know, go to Pizza Hut.
Hmm. Yeah, no, I think it's a completely valid point, and I think it was the example given really did help to translate that. I think with some fans, like, say for example, people that aren't exclusively into Blackpink, they might be so used to other groups doing everything on the spectrum. Yeah. But like the point given here, if that's what you want, then refer to those other groups, but sort of respect that this is the niche that Blackpink want to stay within. Mm. And like you said, it doesn't mean an artist won't ever try something new, but it's I think it's a really good point. Yes.
And of course, this was referring to the opinion from last week, wasn't it, about Teddy needs to change up or whatever. And obviously when people refer to Teddy, they're mainly talking about Blackpink songs. So yeah, that's a fair point.
Thank you for sending that in. Our next unpopular opinion is, I wish K-pop stylists would stop putting female idols in skin tight / short dresses and skirts. Like, they look uncomfortable. Why are you making the safety shorts a part of the fit?
I think we had something like this before about the safety shorts thing. Yeah, it makes no sense if they're meant to perform and then they actually can't perform because it's so tight that they can't even move their legs.
Yeah, and like, I think it makes it 10 times worse when you can tell that the idol's also uncomfortable. Like, I've seen it happen quite frequently with Joy from Red Velvet and some of the Twice members.
I always refer back to Twice because I feel like they're always put, not all the time, but they'd be like the odd member that looks uncomfortable.
I think maybe it's also maybe something idols can start to speak up on. I guess like idols that have just debuted and stuff, it might be a bit more difficult, but some of the ones that have been in the game for a while and have a bit more leverage, I hope in the back end they somewhat speak up about what they are and aren't okay with wearing. Obviously they might not have the power to change the overall concept, but adding an inch or two to their skirt if it makes them uncomfortable. I think there was like a video that went round on TikTok recently where Momo, she wasn't in a dress or anything, but I think she was in shorts and people were complaining saying like, oh, why would the stylist not make her wear safety shorts like underneath? It's like, obviously.
Well, she's wearing, you said she's wearing
shorts. Yeah, so the actual outfit was shorts, but she wasn't wearing safety shorts under the shorts because they were quite short. There's a lot of shorts in one sentence.
Yeah, because that doesn't even make sense.
So she was wearing the actual outfit.
I get the actual outfit was shorts, but why would they put shorts on the shorts? If you have to because put shorts they were on the like, shorts, then the shorts ain't shorts, and she shouldn't have the shorts in the first place.
Someone do a shorts count for how many times we said shorts. So because I understood the point, because they were like really short shorts to the point where you could literally see her butt, people are like, she should have been put in safety shorts because there are people that can take that content or take inappropriate pictures of her or whatever, and she might not be comfortable.
I disagree.
But people are also saying that she probably would have said something if she was uncomfortable with it.
No, but what I'm saying is, if that's the point, saying, oh, should have wear safety shorts under shorts, can you just deep how stupid that is? That doesn't make any flipping sense. Just don't wear the shorts, wear something else. That's what I'm saying. How can you put flipping shorts under shorts? That doesn't make any... Just this doesn't make sense. And then that's going to look rubbish. That's going to look absolutely trash. That's like wearing a crop top. You're like, oh, the crop top's too short. She should have wore a flipping turtleneck underneath it. Does that make sense? No. Just don't wear the crop top. Wear something else.
I love how passionate you
are. No, because that's so stupid.
No, I get the point. Like, wear something different. I think it was a sort of outfit because obviously in choreo, like, there might be points where she has to separate her legs a bit more or bend in a certain way. So I think people meant in those moments where there could be a chance of something being revealed to have like shorts under so she isn't exposed.
No, she should have just wore something else.
Or do that, yeah.
Because that doesn't make sense. If you're wearing a t-shirt, Shay, and it's a low-cut t-shirt, and it's like, oh, you should have wore a t-shirt under the t-shirt, then you shouldn't have just wore that t-shirt. Just wear a different top. She should have been put in a different longer shorts or something else. That's what I'm saying. But having safety shorts under the other shorts that doesn't make any sense to me. That's like wearing a bra and wearing a bra. What? Why am I wearing two bras to cover the other? Like, it doesn't make sense.
You've heard how passionate Shanice is, so do better, JYP stylists, please. Put her in something else. But yeah, I think at the end of the day, these stylists and these companies know that these idols are going to be moving. So just put them in things that, one, they're comfortable in, and two, that makes sense for them.
I think what it is they're trying to go for like the overall aesthetic, and aesthetically it may look pleasing, but they don't consider, again, the choreography, as you said. So I feel like there should be, and I don't, maybe it does exist, and it's just like, oh, but if we change her thing out, now she's going to be, it's going to be too different from the group or whatever. But I feel like there should be another fitting or rehearsal where I think they have different styling choices and they mock the choreography and they're like, okay, when I kick my foot up, my coochie is out. We need to change it. Or if I can't move my leg because this skirt is too tight. These are the conversations that need to happen. I don't know if it does happen and people just don't listen, but
yeah, I'm sure this isn't like a. I'm sure, like, obviously, we don't know what happens behind the scenes in entertainment. Something might rip last minute and you end up going in, out in something else. But these clothes would have to be like pre-prepped and tried on and stuff. So I guess it's a given. So please do better, companies, please. And then our last unpopular opinion for today is from Chase. And they said, 4 Minute gave me co-worker vibes. I think Cube pushed Tiana so much that the others resented her in a way, going off from last week. So they're referring to what we discussed on last episode in terms of what groups. Yeah,
I agree with this. And I don't think it's Tiana's fault. Or the others' fault, because if you know how 4 Minute was formed, then it makes sense. So, time for a history lesson with Shanice. Do, 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 do. So, Hyuna originally debuted with Wonder Girls, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it was for medical reasons or whatever, but she ended up withdrawing from the group. And then I don't know what exactly happened, but basically she was with JYP and then Cube was like, can we have her? Or there was some sort of trade-off. If you guys don't know, companies trade idols all the time. So for example, CL actually was with JYP and was then she got traded to go to YG. Yeah, so there's a lot of trading, like the Pokemons, okay? Anyway, so Hyuna goes to Cube. Now, obviously, at this time, Cube's like, you know, Hyuna still has some sort of backing from Wonder Girls, because technically she debuted. Mm-hmm. She has this backing. Let's create a group around Hyuna. So Hyuna was going to debut regardless. They then created a group around Hyuna, okay? So when 4 Minute then debuted, Hyuna was always front and center. Like, it was basically the nickname was for them was Hyuna and the Girls, unfortunately. And that doesn't take away from the girls' talents, because they were all very talented. But because this was so pushed so much, and you know, Hyuna was quote unquote the star, and I feel like once they disbanded, I feel like throughout their career, there might have been some sort of resentment there, because I remember the other members met up for like their debut anniversary. This is like after they disbanded. Hyuna didn't get no invite. They were there smiling and kikiing, but no Hyuna inside. So yeah, I feel like there might be some sort of resentment in some sort of ways. And that's probably why they gave colleague vibes. So
yeah, I can see that. I didn't know as much about 4 Minute in terms of how they were created, but like, you can very clearly see that like Hyuna was put at the forefront, and then obviously she got all of her spin-off shows, and not actual shows, but all of her spin-off gigs, and
yes,
she was off the yeah. So like, I can see that. Hope they're all okay, and yeah. We don't know, like behind the scenes they might have all made peace with it and be okay. So,
but you can imagine, like, can you imagine you've trained all this time just to now play backup behind this girl? And of course, again, it's not Hyuna's, like, Cube really milked Hyuna. I don't think people understand how much they milked her. Like, as you know, Shay was saying, she had her solos, then she was in like Sia's music video, and then they tried to, oh, let's re-debut her in Troublemaker, and then, you know, she stayed with Cube, and it's like, oh, Triple H, like, they really, they tried to get every single dime and coin, which is why it's mad cheeky when, of course, when the whole dating, I hate the word dating scandal, but that's what they call it, the whole dating scandal came up with her and Dawn, and they were like, no, you gotta go, and I'm like, she's your cash cow, like, wow.
Like, how are you guys gonna... yeah. Anyway, thank you, Chase, for sharing that opinion and for sparking that conversation. And if any of you listening want to talk about quote-unquote older groups, do let us know, because that is where a lot of our knowledge lies. But we don't...
Or educate us on new groups as well.
Exactly.
Like, if you're like, oh, yeah, this is very similar to this group that debuted yesterday, I'm like, oh, I wouldn't know. So...
yes. Yeah, so thank you for all of those. And it is now time for On the Radar. This is where me and Shanice let you know if there's anything we've been watching, listening to, or wanting to put you guys onto. And we also have a question for On the Radar. So do you want me, do you want to give your latest radar and then get the question, or?
Well, the only thing that's on my latest radar is really quick. Is kind of spoke about it before Shay, before we started recording, was Megan Thee Stallion performing with BTS. Wow, real hot girl shit. She looked super cute in her little pink number, and she was giving body yaddy 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 yaddy, as she always does. And also I was saying to my friend today, I was talking to her, because she's actually in LA, because BTS. Every time she posted, like, a clip from the concert, I just saw, like, BTS concerts always looks like a party, always looks like a vibe.
It really does.
I must say, like, it actually doesn't look like a concert. It actually looks like we're here to party, and it just happens that BTS is just there to perform live. That's what it looks like. So I like the vibes. But yeah, like... everyone looks cute. And also, this proves the point that can people stop saying BTS are short? Because they obviously aren't. Like, Megan Thee Stallion's 5'10", I believe, and she was wearing heels. And they weren't that far off her. So I'm just like, let's close the myth that BTS are short. Okay? Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. I'm actually going to read out the question now, because it is predominantly for you. So Anita asked, did you finish My Name and what did you think of it, Shanice? And then she, they also said, Shay, did you watch it too? And did you finish your drama? Thank you, Anita, for calling us out.
Well, you did say, hold us accountable. So...
So, did you finish My Name, Shanice? And if so, what did you think?
I actually did.
Wow. Round of applause.
Yay. I actually finished it probably not that long after we recorded, to be fair. So, it wasn't even like, you know, I waited that long. What did I think? Because now I have to really remember, because it was like, this was like ages ago. I'm actually really annoyed. I'm actually, did you watch it?
Yes.
Okay, so we can converse. Yeah, I'm actually annoyed that it was actually the... Okay, spoilers alert, spoiler alert, spoiler, blah, 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 spoilers, spoilers. it's a given. I'm just letting you know. So if you don't like spoilers, skip ahead. Yeah, I'm actually annoyed because it was the gangster guy this whole time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is so twisted. But I'm like, why would you trust a gangster? But it's just...
It was quite obvious, I'm not going to lie. I think the part that upset me the most... was when they killed her boyfriend.
Oh, that annoys me. I was like, no.
That was ridiculous. But I guess kind of going off the way it ended, it feels like there might be a season two.
Why? I hate the way it ended. I hate this whole slow motion walk into the distance. Like, I wasn't satisfied with the ending. Like, I'm not saying it had to end happy, but like, I wasn't satisfied. I'm upset that... I don't know, like, okay, this is what annoys me, and I guess they did it for dramatic effect, right? Because now I'm thinking, so you know the guy that was, like, head of narcotics, right, who she thought killed her dad this whole time?
Yeah.
So you're telling me this detective girl's walking around, you don't recognise her, and this is meant to be, like, your partner's daughter?
whole program could have, like, the whole thing could have been cut in half if this guy just realized that she was literally, I don't know if they were partners, but he worked with her dad. Like, if
they were closely, that he's holding this grudge.
I'm like, the whole program could have got cut in half. And how did he get, like, was he shot or stabbed? Whatever it was, it happened to him, it was stabbed, wasn't it? Yeah. He got stabbed like 20 times and he was fine. I was so confused, but
yeah, that got on my nose because, like, he's there bleeding out and he's like, oh, what's her actual name? Like, Jiwoo or something. I think I made it up. But just for now, that's what her name is today. And he was looking, oh, Jiwoo, take these, like, so you know her face then. So why are you sending her, like, the other partner guy, oh, watch her, I don't trust her, send him on side missions when you already knew, like, you knew.
It was just so much. And then the guy, so obviously when she first joined, got initiated into the main guy's gang.
Yeah.
And the guy that, from what it was alluding, was going to become, like, she was going to become buddies with, or he would become a potential love interest.
Ganji.
How was he, that took me by surprise, that whole...
That didn't surprise me.
Instance.
I knew he was going to come back as a villain. Or you're talking about...
No, not him coming back. Like, what happened that led to him getting kicked out.
Oh, that...
I don't want to trigger anyone listening, okay, but...
yeah.
All of that. And I was like, what?
Yeah, that was a bit much. But I must say, like, it was shot really well. Fight scenes... My favourite fight scene was when her and her... I'm just calling him boyfriend. Sorry. Her and a boyfriend were handcuffed and they were fighting handcuffed. I thought that was really cool.
I was like, oh my gosh, you know what made my heart almost stop when they were, like, stuck in the... I don't know if it was a car or a van or whatever, and it was getting crushed. And oh my gosh, that had me on the edge of my seat. Yeah.
And it's... Okay, this is another thing that peed me off here. Like, so obviously the head... What's his name? I can't remember no one's names. I'm so sorry. I hope you guys at home are following. But the guy, the head gang guy, right? When he basically crashed the car to stop the machine.
Yeah.
It's just like he, like, playing cat and mouse. Like, he just, like...
Like, you want her dead, but you don't.
You don't.
But you do. But you don't.
You want her alive to torment her. But then it's just like, she has nothing to do with, you know what? Because the traitor, that, you know, her dad, like, he's already dead, so now what? You're just gonna torment her, like, for what reason? Like, she didn't even know half the things her dad was doing anyway until she came to you.
And I didn't know monks were allowed to lie.
They're not.
I didn't, like, I was like, oh, sir.
And to be honest, she should have known that he was dodgy, the head gang guy, from when she went to him first, was like, oh, help me find my dad's killer. And didn't he slap her?
I'm pretty sure he slapped her.
Because she fell on the floor. She was like, get out.
You weren't terrible. So many questions, so little time. But it was well made overall.
Yeah.
But I can't say that I'll watch. If there is a season 2, I don't know if I'd watch it because it was a lot.
But no, it was shot really well, though. It was written really well. Like, we're just frustrated at the actual story, which means, you know, the writers and staff are doing their job. But I guess season 2, who's she going to... She going to go after him for killing her man? Is she going to find... Who hurt his sister? Because there was that whole story as
so much was going on.
And then we don't know anything about what happened to her mom.
Exactly. Like, she just didn't have one. So, yeah.
Well, I'm guessing the mom's dead because she put her dad's ashes next to someone, which I'm guessing was her mom. I don't know. I could be just making up stories in my head. But anyway.
It's crazy.
What about your drama? Did you finish it?
The weather has been so delightful.
Do you see any art? Do you see this?
No, I will go back to watching it.
She didn't complete her homework.
I've been so busy
doing
stuff that... I will get back to it. Check in on me next week. Mm-hmm. Or maybe the week after, actually.
Oh, wow.
But, you know what? In... all fairness, I think what put me off of going back to my drama was the fact
what
that
was
I
it?
Opened...
What's it called? Sorry.
I think it's called Lovers of the Red Sky.
Okay.
It's like a historical drama. And I was really enjoying it, but I opened TikTok and I saw like a teaser for the end, but like a spoiler for the end. And I was like, oh my gosh, now I know what happened.
Yeah,
but I want to know how it happened, so I might still watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's all our raidering. Thank you.
Yay. But anyway, guys, that's the end of the story in Balamori.
What do you like to know?
Yeah, what would you like to know? We'd like to know that Shay finishes her drama next week. But anyway, thank you so much for listening to How You At You.
And remember that you guys can send us any of your unpopular opinions, stories, questions, or requests to howyout@gmail.com. Leave them anonymously or with your name on Shanice's website, which is kpopbox.co.uk/howyout, or even just zap them to us on socials.
Yes, and if you do want us to see your name, just like the others did, then just put in brackets say my name or something, otherwise we might not say it. So if you want a shout out, then just be like say it, we'll say it. But we probably will say it, so if you don't want us to say your name, then don't put your real name, just to be on the safe side. Mm-hmm. Just put a fake name, we won't know anyway. But yeah, I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me on all or most social media platforms at kpopbox_, or just Google K-Pop Box, one word, I should come up.
Oi, oi. And I've been Shay from the K-Way. You guys can follow me on Instagram at @theKway_100, or on TikTok at @theKway_.
Yay! And until next time, we will
holla at you.
Bye.
Bye.